This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A retired agriculture teacher from Knox County is using his experience on a small farm and also works with area schools and universities to help them manage their turf. Cloris Hinkle says his farm is located in the southeast corner of the Bluegrass State.
A typical eastern Kentucky farm. We have some hay production. We have had cattle production, but on a small scale. Do have a high tunnel that we produce some fruits and vegetables in.
Hinkle says his turf management business has continued to grow.
I have several school districts, Union College locally in Barberville, and some other schools that I meet with from time to time.
He says a passion for farming dates back to his grandfather.
He was my mentor, and his area of expertise in farming. He was a coal miner and a farmer.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Oh man, it is on! The Kentucky State Fair is August 19th through the 29th, so get advance tickets, including free parking, online now. Jam out with more than 45 bands, all free with admission. We have thrilling rides, mouth-watering food, daring performances, the World's Championship Horse Show, and so much more. Advance tickets, including free parking, are available online only. Visit kystatefair.org for more details.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Knox County farmer Cloris Hinkle says farmers in his area face a number of challenges.
We're at the mercy of the weather. You have certainly the markets with the highs and then with the lows. You have the federal regulations that you have to deal with.
He adds farming has some nice rewards.
You love seeing the livestock grow. You enjoy seeing the crops grow, and just the satisfaction that you've been a part of something that is successful.
Also on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.